A new program being developed by the Western College of Veterinary Medicine will allow individuals with veterinary certification in other countries to be certified in Canada. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Foreign-Trained Veterinarian Swine Residency Certification Program is being developed by the Western College of Veterinary Medicine as one of four components of its Swine Medicine Advancement Recruitment and Training, or SMART, program. Dr. John Harding, a professor in the Department of Large Animal Clinical Sciences with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, says the program primarily targets those who have foreign veterinary training and are working in other roles in swine production.
Applicants, first and foremost, must have a very solid background in swine medicine and production, because the foreign training residency program includes board certification by the American Board of Veterinary Practitioners. So that's a group of basically swine veterinarians. They must also be fluent in English, because there are lengthy oral and written exams. They need to have a high level of knowledge and problem-solving skills in swine health. They must also pass the ABVP swine health entry exam, which is coming up in the new year. That's a requirement to enter the program. And they must be either permanent residents or Canadian citizens and satisfy the criteria for entry into the University of Saskatchewan Graduate School. Once we have applicants that meet these criteria, we'll shortlist and then start a vetting process by an academic committee.
Dr. Harding says the foreign-trained veterinarian program is 3 years in duration. Residents will be enrolled as graduate students at the University of Saskatchewan and will work in clinical practice for 60 to 70% of their time, with the balance devoted to academic studies and research. He says depending on the level of interest and the number of qualified applicants, the first cohort of foreign-trained residents could begin their training in 2023, but that could be delayed until 2024. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.